We're now joined by Daniel Sedin, longtime Vancouver Canuck. And see, I grew up in Sweden a little bit, so I spoke a little Swedish with him, and then he started talking fast, and I was out. I mean, that's all I had. Thanks for joining us today, Daniel.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Ed. So
how's the offseason been? I know every year you guys work really hard to be in shape, and you guys take a lot of pride in that. Did you approach this offseason any differently considering how last year went?
I think you always do. I think you sit down after the season and you go through what went wrong and how you felt. And I think we changed a few things. I think cardio-wise, that's always been our strength. I think we've been able to skate a long time on
right.
the ice. So we haven't maybe been the fastest all the time, but we've been able to go long in shifts. And I think that's one thing we were missing the last couple of years. So that's one thing we worked at.
I know you and Henrik have talked about how you need to play differently as a team to be offensive again and sort of create more goals. What do you need to do? Is it more on the back end? You got to be able to sort of transition the puck quickly. What area do you need to improve the most as a team to score more goals this season?
I think the hockey nowadays is you need to be involved, all five guys on the ice. It's forwards coming back. It's the D's joining the rush. And I think if you don't have that, it's going to be tough to really create offense. And I think we have great skating defensemen. They need to be able to join the rush and trust that the force is going to cover them if they make a mistake. So I think we'll work on that, and I think that's going to... It's not a lot of things that needs to go right for us to score more goals. It's just getting it day in and day out.
Daniel, how excited are you to have Newell Brown back working on the power play a little bit for you?
So nice. He was so good for us back when our power play was successful. Always positive. Had a lot of good ideas, and I think he's been successful wherever he's been. You look at Phoenix too, where he came from now. They had a good power play too, so it just it brings a lot of confidence knowing that you have a guy like that working your power play.
What are your thoughts on Thomas Vanek? Have you had the chance to talk with him just a little bit yet?
I haven't, no. I think he'll come in this week, and we'll get a chance to talk to him, but same thing with him. I think he's been really good in the power play wherever he's been. A good year last year, offensively. So it's interesting. And I think Sam Gagne too is a guy always was impressed with him when he played in Edmonton and had a great year last year in Columbus. So there's a lot of guys coming in that I think has a lot of upside.
Obviously, your future is always a big topic of conversation, especially as you're entering the final year of your contract. Jim Benning was on the morning show today, and he said not to expect you guys to go anywhere this season. What are your thoughts on this year? Or do you sort of view this as you're here all year and you just want to retire as a Canuck? Is that sort of your mindset right now?
Yeah, that's our mindset. And I think we have a great situation here. It's exciting for us, for both me and Henrik, to work with the young guys. And I think we've been through a few years now where we're a lot of young guys have come in and worked extremely hard to get better. I think we're at a spot now where we're on the way up again. And for us to be a chance to contribute, help those guys out to be successful, for us to be a successful team again is really exciting.
I know the last couple of years have been frustrating because you're not used to losing, especially in the second half of the season. And when it comes to the young guys, fans here want to see the young guys get into the lineup. And a lot of it is you have to earn your spot and it has to make sense. How do you approach this season when it comes to the young guys and what you want to see out of them for you to be confident that you can do a bigger youth movement here?
I think for them, and we said this before, for me and Henrik, we always come into every year not expecting to make the lineup. We have to work hard in training camp. We have to come into camp in great shape. We have to be really good in the preseason games. That's always been our mindset. That needs to be the mindset for the young players too. And that needs to be the mindset game in and game out. I think when we came in, we looked at the older guys, the better guys on the team. We wanted to beat those guys out, get those spots, be the go-to guys. That's been our mindset our whole career, and that needs to come from the young guys too. If they want to beat us out, be the go-to guys, they need to be better than us, and that I think that's going to push us too to be better.
You're listening to The Playbook on the new home of the Vancouver Canucks, Sportsnet 650, with Satyar Shah, myself, John Jang, joined by a very special guest, Daniel Sedin. Daniel, I want to get your thoughts on Brock Besser. You played with him for 9 games at the tail end of last year. Do you personally think he's ready for the NHL?
I think time will tell. He came in, played a few games last year, was very successful. You can see that he is a very good player. But the tough thing now is that people expect him to be good. It's a different thing coming in than just playing. No one really expected anything from him last year. So it'll be really exciting to watch him in training camp. I think he has all the tools to be a very good player in this league. But we have a lot of those young guys too that it's going to be fun to watch. I think this training camp is different, that we have so many young guys pushing for spots, and they're going to have to work hard to earn it.
One final thing for us before we let you go, Daniel, and it has to do with Travis Green. Obviously, he's a lot different than Willie Deja right now, because all coaches are different, but what has he talked to you about for this season, expectations for you and Henrik, and what he wants to see from you guys this season?
Well, it was kind of our first meeting. He told us we weren't good enough last week.
You just laid it all out
there. Yeah, oh yeah. And we appreciate that. We've had those coaches throughout the years. Crawford, Torella, AV was that way too. So we're used to that. I like that. His honesty. He's going to keep us accountable. It's going to be... He talks about working hard in practice, and that's always been, I think, so good for the teams being successful. That's always been the case. We've worked so hard in practice, the games become second to none. So it's, we're excited.
Daniel, I know you're a competitive guy. Henrik is a competitive guy, but he's got over 1,000 points now, and you're 14 points behind. How soon do you think you can hit that here?
I don't know. We'll see. But I'm hoping to get off to a good start and then keep it rolling. But again, I'm excited about our team. A lot of young guys that are pushing us, and it'll be fun to see what we can do this year.
Daniel, thank you so much for giving us some time on the first show for the Playbook on Sportsnet 650.
Thank you very much.
We'll be keeping an eye on you all season. So the best of luck this year.
Thank you.